The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Thank you and welcome. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Welcome to my listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. But also, we welcome our friends in Tampa, Florida on WTBN, Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. We have the privilege of simulcasting today through Thursday. Bill Bunkley in Tampa is taking a little time off, and as we do occasionally, We're simulcasting in Columbus and Tampa, so wherever you are listening, welcome, and hope and trust you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. It was different. It was strange. It was unusual, but I hope you had a blessed Christmas, and I certainly hope you celebrated the birth of Jesus. Yesterday morning, I had the privilege of preaching at a wonderful church here in Columbus, Ohio, Fellowship Baptist, but it was different because of some COVID breakout on the staff and a few members of the church. They felt it wise to shut down. And so I preached online only, just to a camera. Big auditorium, two cameras, but it was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and privilege to preach. And I know that many of your churches, because of the COVID, either has continually been online only or maybe just recently. So anyway, I hope and pray that you had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas. I really do. Well, as I would assume all of you know, a terrible thing happened about 6:30 a.m. Christmas morning in Nashville. A motorhome in close to the very downtown area of Nashville pulled in, began broadcasting cryptic messages that if you can hear this message, you need to evacuate because this is going to explode or detonate. And then started playing Petula Clark's Downtown, and then back to the message, the countdown, it's going to explode in 14 minutes, 13 minutes, and so forth. And at 6:30 a.m., it detonated with a huge explosion. Now, we know the name of the suspect, Anthony Quinn Warner. And there were some real warning signs. There were some real warning signs. Anthony Quinn Warner began acting strange. His neighbors noticed it. He began giving away all of his property. He had two houses. He gave those to an entertainment executive in Los Angeles. He gave away a car, gave away a bunch of other stuff, and told at least one neighbor that soon Nashville and the world will never forget my name, or something like that. So there were some warning signs, probably not enough to cause enough attention for authorities to become involved. The FBI, local police believe that he acted alone with no co-conspirators. They're certainly not certain of that yet. And the motive is unclear. Mental illness. Some of his neighbors said that he was becoming very paranoid about 5G. And can I chase a quick rabbit here? Allow me, please, to chase a quick rabbit. This is the danger of wild, crazy conspiracy theories. There are so many conspiracy theories out there about 5G. There was a conspiracy theory running around social media for several weeks that 5G had caused COVID. It wasn't a virus out of China. It was because of telecommunication companies here in America and the 5G that's broadcasting telephone signals from towers all across America. No proof, no evidence of that whatsoever. None, zero, zip, zilch, nada. And yet there were thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people who were absolutely convinced that the COVID-19 was caused by 5G. Well, I have no idea whether this guy believed that or whatever, but some of his friends, associates, said that he was paranoid about 5G. And the truck, or the RV, the recreational vehicle that, by the way, he had had for many years parked on his property, was parked very close to one of AT&T's main buildings. In fact, the explosion knocked out quite a bit of AT&T service, knocked out some of the communications at the Nashville airport. Some 9/11 was knocked out because of the explosion. So there is speculation that he detonated. By the way, evidently there is evidence that he was in the RV and was killed in the explosion. So I guess he became a suicide bomber. But anyway, who knows? But I often warn about the dangers of kooky conspiracy theories. Are there conspiracies out there? Yeah! But please, folks. And by the way, there are already conspiracies about this bombing. The RV didn't blow up. It was a missile strike. Really? A missile strike. Yeah. A missile hit the RV. The RV that was broadcasting messages that it was going to blow up in 15 minutes, but the RV didn't blow up. It was a drone missile strike. That's already going around the internet. So anyway, here's one cool story out of this. Praise God, other than the bomber himself, only three people were injured, none of them seriously. This could have been so much worse. But here's a cool story. Metro Nashville Police Officer James Well was one of the six cops that headed to the scene. They responded to a call of shots fired. I still haven't heard anything about were there shots. Anyway, he responded, heard the messages being broadcast from the RV. He and five other police officers began frantically evacuating the area. I mean, frantically evacuating the area, and because of their bravery, probably many people were protected from serious harm, if not death. But here's the coolest part. Just before the RV exploded, James Wells said, quote, "I literally heard God tell me to turn around and go back to go check on Topping," which was a female police officer. She was by herself down on Broadway. He says, "I heard God tell me, turn around now." He said, "I know this is incredibly politically incorrect, but this is the truth. I literally heard God tell me to turn around," and because of that, he probably was saved from serious injury, if not death. These are troublesome times, folks, and that's why it is so important that our relationship with God through Jesus Christ has never been more important. There is no security in this world. No need to be paranoid. No need whatsoever. But it's important to know that your relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, is what it should be. Hey, none of us are assured of tomorrow. That's why it's important that you know, if you were to die today, whether you would go to heaven or not. And if you don't have that assurance, you can ask Jesus Christ to save you today. Yeah, today. In fact, right now.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or in Tampa, Florida. I am assuming it's a little warmer in Tampa than it is in Columbus, Ohio. But in either place, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And we're going to go to Mark in Columbus, Ohio. Mark, welcome to Bob Burney Live. How are you today?
Well, there goes another of my conspiracies. I was thinking Bob Burney was going to keep me off the radio because I wasn't.
This is Conspiracy Central, Mark. This is it.
Oh, man.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say hi. I missed you and haven't heard from you lately. And I thought maybe you might be semi-retired. I'd heard that you might be retired. And so, you know, I just thought, well,
I have to make sure
it's really you.
I should have retired 10 years ago. But now I'm still here and you're still stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. When is that fellow from Florida going to take over for you one day? I'm looking forward to hearing from somebody
Bill
different.
Bill has filled in for me. We have done it for each other. Bill had some real serious life-threatening health issues a couple of years ago, and I filled in for him for several months, but he's doing much, much, much better and just very, very thankful. They had a COVID scare at their house, I understand, a few days ago. They thought their son was going to test positive, but he didn't. So anyway, they're doing well. Yeah. Bill is just taking some well-deserved time off, and I am delighted and privileged to fill in for him.
All right.
What are your thoughts on the Nashville bombing?
So, I guess, I've heard some of the conspiracies and so on, and I read the story, you know, again today, kind of confirming that, yeah, the truck was wired to go, and you know, it's the cops do a great job and everything, you know, but the fact is that broadcast going off is probably what really tipped people off, and you know, I don't want to take anything away from the police, but that fellow didn't want to really take anybody with him. I mean, he was just mad at the whole 5G thing, I guess.
Well, I guess, and I think he wanted to be famous. Many of these mass killers, serial killers, bombers, they desperately wanted to be famous, and they couldn't find any other way to become famous. And so they blow themselves up. I would imagine if that is the case, the police and the FBI probably found abundant evidence in his home. I'm sure he left behind notes, journals.
Oh, yes.
And we'll be hearing much more about that in the days ahead. But anyway,
sounds like he was a true believer. I mean, I think he was genuinely worried about this 5G thing, and the fact that he put out that broadcast said, you know, he didn't really want to be a mass murderer. He just wanted to take out AT&T.
That's the way it sounds. We'll certainly know more. And again, that is the danger of some of the wacky conspiracy theories, because they appeal to people who are mentally unstable. And I am not saying that everybody who believes them are mentally unstable, but I am saying they appeal to those kind of peoples, and that's why it's dangerous. Hey, Mark, gotta go.
Okay. Hey, I'll talk more about conspiracies with you later, Bob.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye. Hey, before we get to the top of the hour, I wanted to share this with you. Looking for some good news in the middle of the pandemic? Lifeway Research is indicating that in their latest surveys, Bible sales are soaring. Since the pandemic began back in March, Lifeway USA is reporting in some areas record sales of Bibles. Now listen, folks, I have said this from the very beginning. Life is not about us. We get all bent out of shape because we are inconvenienced and we're shut up at home. And so, listen, life is not about us. Life is about bringing honor and glory to God and getting the gospel to as many people as we can. This pandemic and the stress and the disappointment and even the depression that is sweeping across our country leaves the door wide open to share the message of hope, the greatest message of hope, the gospel. There has probably in our lifetime, there has never been a better opportunity to share the gospel. People are hurting. People have questions. And if you know Christ, and if you believe that the Bible is the Word of God, we're surrounded by people with questions, and you've got the answers. Let's not make it about us. Let's make it about how can we reach people. That's what's important.